Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Monday, the 10th of January. Apologies, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 3:10. Just been one of those days where I've been really busy. Where was I? I've absolutely no idea. NFL. I know there's some who don't like NFL, but for those who love the NFL, what a night last night was. Most of the places had been decided. There was a couple of spots to be decided in the AFC, one spot really to be decided in the FC between New Orleans and San Francisco. San Francisco were away to the Rams. New Orleans were home to Atlanta. I'd spoken to Andy Richmond in the week, who's I'm an NFL enthusiast, but he is far more knowledgeable than me. I'd spoken to Andy and said I can't see it. I couldn't see San Francisco going to the Rams and winning. And I definitely knew that the New Orleans would beat Atlanta, which surely they did. But sure enough, the 49ers come out 17-0 down in the first quarter, looked an absolute shower. 49ers, the only team in the league who've in essence got two top quarterbacks. They drafted a top quarterback in the draft last year, but they haven't really played him. But he played last week. The quarterback who has been playing, Jimmy Garoppolo, has got an injured thumb. They decided to go back to him this week with his thumb strapped up. He looked to be all over the place in the first 15 minutes. They're 17-0 down. He didn't look to have a grasp on what was going on at all. And Andy and I exchanged a couple of texts, and he said, put Trey in. And I said, I would 100%, but I can't see it. Anyway, they did stick with Garoppolo. And what a transformation. It was just fantastic viewing, honestly. The swings in that game, the excitement in that game is it's brilliant. So it was absolutely excellent. And the 49ers ended up winning by 3 points in overtime. So they came back from 17, got it back, took the lead, levelled up, and then they nicked it in overtime. And then that put them through, and New Orleans, who had done their job, but went out. And then the AFC had all sorts of permutations, which would have led to definitely some liabilities in the States. Pittsburgh, who were out. Ben Roethlisberger has been at Pittsburgh 18 years, never had a losing season, but they were out. They were out of the playoffs. He'd done his lap of honour at Pittsburgh, basically saying goodbye. But they won. Jacksonville beat Indianapolis, and Jacksonville have been shit all year, and they beat Indianapolis. And with that and Pittsburgh winning, it meant then that Pittsburgh would go through, provided the Raiders and the Chargers, who were playing overnight, didn't tie. And sure enough, they get to the end of the game tied. And there's like 2 seconds left, and they kicked a field goal to win it. The Raiders, which knocked the Chargers out and put Pittsburgh in. It's absolutely super, enthralling viewing right through the night. Just couldn't take your eyes off it. I mean, I was watching the 49ers game. I was sweating, pacing, getting more and more nervous, biting my fingernails. If you're not into it, going, what is he talking about? But for those of us who are into it, it was just a fantastic viewing. And on to the playoffs, and we win the 49ers win the Super Bowl. Hey, Andy, beat them old Packers, beat them old Cheeseheads in a few weeks. Brilliant, absolutely loved it. And on that note, Andy and I are running an NFL for the playoffs. Every game, there's 13 playoff matches starting next weekend. And we're going to do some analysis in that. I've put the link in the Telegram group. I'll open that up tomorrow to anyone else for any remaining spaces. That will start Thursday. Andy is a very profitable NFL bettor, knows his stuff inside out. I nicked 12 points in the regular season on the market, so we'll be adding to that. And then we had FA Cup, didn't we? And them old gooners went out, didn't they? You have got to laugh. I mean, we were dreadful, Tottenham. I didn't I didn't see it, but by all accounts, 1-0 down to Morecambe till whatever the 75th minute. And Ndombele booed off. Dele Alli apparently crap. Had to bring on Kane, Moura, and that to save the day. But ultimately, it's about getting your name in the hat. And that video, I just love that video that I put on Twitter where the draw was made before. I imagine it was made before the Arsenal game. So it's come out. Arsenal or Nottingham Forest or Arsenal will play Leicester or the other way around. I don't know who's home or away. And you've got the Arsenal fans there going, we've got Leicester, we've got Leicester. You've got to beat Forest first, boys. And they didn't. Forest done and 1-0. I can't help it. I love it. We are shit, but I just love that lot getting a little tap back. It's just beautiful. Well, I love Forest. I've always said that on here. Grew up, obviously, Forest were the big rivals to Liverpool in the late 70s, early 80s. My loathing of Liverpool was still well and truly being born back then. Love Brian Clough. Got soft spot for Forest. I'd love to see him back in the Premier League, and it was just brilliant for them to win that yesterday. Absolutely beautiful. Beautiful! Right, I see. Yes, if life couldn't get any stranger, somebody pointed me this morning. I can't actually fucking believe what goes on. I genuinely wonder whether I'm on a fucking planet that is someone's taken me over. That Farage flew to Serbia to be with Djokovic's brother. What a fucking grifter that boy is, isn't he? He's in there trying to make a buck. Fuck me, he spent the last 15 years trying to keep Eastern Europeans out, and now he wants to fucking get one in into a country that has nothing to do with him. It's fucking brilliant. It's absolutely, honestly, you couldn't make up the shit that goes on with these people. Honestly, absolute fucking plank, that bloke. I don't even know what his point in life is. I don't know how anybody pays him any attention whatsoever. But fair play to him, he is an absolute fucking grifter. If there's a pound to be made, he'll fucking turn up and put himself in the middle of it, be it a Trump rally or a fucking Djokovic family meeting in Serbia. It's fucking incredible. Unbelievable fucking parasite of a man. I can't, when somebody tells me, I thought you're having a laugh, you're having an absolute wind up. It's all you can do now is laugh. You can, him and Boris, all I'm, I think I'm going to stop fucking ranting, I'm just going to start laughing. Absolutely incredible. Obviously, Djokovic, the judges, by all accounts, from, I've only seen the headline, he's overturned it. I haven't had a look at all the news. That wasn't my point. I didn't say anything about whether getting in or out was wrong. Somebody sort of picked up wrong there. I said he's not in prison. He could have gone home any time he liked. He's not like the refugees in that hotel. He could get on a plane with his millions of pounds any time he liked. He could have flown home and flown back again. But there you go. Let him get on with it. What else have we got? Oh, summer school. I've posted you another video. Just look at to develop that a little bit. We've got an ultimate process tomorrow. It is proving to be a pain in the arse with Jurgen Klopp telling us when we can play football. But no, joking aside, all the COVID stuff, we've got Serie A, we had a few games postponed. One is now being moved to today, so that will be in the process. One is being moved to tomorrow, so that won't be in this weekend's process, but we'll run it again tomorrow. Somebody has hinted about different numbers. I'll email you that. The odd sheet numbers won't change. Obviously, Betfair odds may have changed. There's no reason, massive reason why they should, but they may do. And the Poisson odds may change fractionally just because there's been some more games in Serie A and everything is based on how that league's doing. But they'll be accurate as of when the game is played compared to that league. So, but we'll run it all tomorrow and see where we end up and see what else. I think Everton's off tomorrow, isn't it? That's been called off already. I think we're just going to have another, whatever, month or so of this and on we go. Can't do anything about it. Just control the controllables. We can't do anything about it. Get up and deal the hand that's dealt and move on. So that's all that bits of admin. A few of you I've paid prizes to, so check your PayPal accounts. Those of you who won prizes that haven't contacted me, Let me know. There's a couple who have contacted me, but I ran out of time. So I will pay some more of that tomorrow afternoon. There's a couple of you that I've got the email. I just need to go in and do it, but that will literally take me a couple of minutes tomorrow. I'll do those. And then people I haven't heard of, I'll get hold of. But we did have a final winner, the FTS Advent. Damo backed Nice away. Brest 2.52, £125. Nice win, Damo. They went 1-0 up and then went to a red card. I thought, oh no, because he'd actually asked me what I thought, and I didn't like that because I thought, oh, if he loses now, I'm in trouble. But I emailed back and said, no, I like the bet. I think it's a good bet. And they went 1-0 up and then got the red card. I was dreading the equaliser, but they went on and beat us, got another one with 10 men. So there you go, red card, see? Red cards. No Beckham, they've had a red card. Who knows? What else? Oh, patience, I wanted to talk to you about today. So in the summer school, I've sort of moved into training, and the one thing I keep saying to guys, and I get that people are reluctant. I don't know why. Because I'm somebody, if I want something done, I want to learn something about something, I'll ask people. But gambling seems to be completely different. And I guess a lot of the reason is because people just want to use gambling as get rich quick. And actually, whilst all people say the right things, they don't actually have any intention of knuckling down and doing it properly. And I think that's borne out by the fact that only certain percent win. And just watching people's behaviour in general. Is really, you know, for me, I deal obviously with a lot of gamblers, so I get to see a lot of how people act, how they behave, what their mindset's like, what records they keep, all these sorts of things I see, and I think fairly judgmentally, yeah, they've got a chance, or yeah, they've got no chance. You tend to put people in boxes. But I think a lot of people say the right things, and I want to do it without genuinely meaning it. Not in the same as if they were setting a business up. But somebody asked me what's one of the key things. I got some email questions which I'll work through over the coming weeks. Do a sort of couple every other podcast or something. And one of them was, somebody asked me, of personality traits, what do I think is one of the key things? And it was an interesting tweet the other day, one of these people who tweets these sort of mantras every day, and he tweeted certain things, like a list of personality traits. I wish I could find it now. I can't remember who it was. That's the trouble. I just read these things and don't pay any attention to them. But he tweeted a list of personality traits. He does sort of trading mantras, which drive me fucking mad. All this shit, as if you can just sort of box everybody up into this trading mantra. I do think there's, you know, I've posted the odd one, there's the odd sort of saying that you think, yeah, that makes a bit of sense and things. But this non-stop every day putting a trading mantra out, and this bloke had put one out, I can't remember who responded. But he'd put this out. Oh, I'm really annoyed I can't find it. One of the things in there, the reason it caught my eye was he was basically saying that to predict people's chances of being a trader, look at their patterns of how they behave. And obviously, you know, I talk a lot about the things you do and doing the right things, and for me, selections will always come down the list ahead of that. But one of the things he put in there that do they have a short fuse, and he basically sort of said anybody with a short fuse has got no chance. I've got one of the shortest fuses known to man, as many of you probably know. Gurdeep certainly knows. I've got one of the shortest fuses known to man, but that doesn't mean I've got no chance of trading. I'm fucking brilliant at trading. I'll tell you why. What it means. It means I've got a short fuse when people piss me off, but I don't hold any grudges. I deal with it and I move on. And somebody asked me what's one of the biggest trait that you can have. And I've given it a lot of thought, and I was thinking, what is it? And we talk all these words, emotion, discipline, you know, all those sort of things. And I think in this day and age, and I think it's more specific to this day and age than maybe when I started, it is patience would be the one I would pick. I think we just live in a world now, and I have given this a lot of thought, and you start to look around, we just want instant gratification and we don't want to wait for anything. And it isn't just gambling and gambling profits, it's having our food delivered, it's, you know, 65 meg of broadband isn't quick enough, I need 300 meg. We want Twitter news summaries in 2 minutes by Ross Atkins rather than watching a half-hour programme. Everything that we want, everything, is just being speeded up and made quicker. You know, pre-cut food. We don't want to cut a fucking pineapple up. We want to walk into a supermarket and buy a fucking pineapple that someone else has cut up. It's just madness. It is absolute madness. And again, I think patience is a skill you can learn. So one of the things that I was thinking about is, and I keep coming back, and that Telegram group is one of the things that drives me mad, is the constant sort of goal's gone in, that people can't do it. And I think you've almost got to take a bit of shock treatment and make yourself wait. You know, I don't think this is going to be something that unless you really sort of change your habits, that it's gonna happen. I think that, you know, for the people who watch these and they know who I'm talking about, I think you literally genuinely have got to do something where you put the bets on a Friday. And I understand now, I mean, we could hide our phones, but the thought of that to people would be, oh, he's hiding my phone. I very rarely look at my phone. I have my message on my computer, so invariably it pops up there, but I very rarely carry my phone and be constantly looking at my phone unless I'm out betting and I need it to do that, because the thing drives me fucking mad going all the time. As you hear it in podcasts, it sits there just twinging and tanging, and people think I'm rude because I don't reply. I just think I can't be bothered. But just to do something where you could just really put yourself to put them on and have 2 days where you don't look at any results, and then you go Monday and then you look and see if your life changes massively. I think you've got to force yourself to do things. And the whole thing of patience, I sort of was looking at it, and I do think you have just got to start making yourself wait for things where you've got used to this instant gratification or this instant thing. Because I do think patience is a massive, massive thing. And obviously, if you're impatient over one result, you're almost certainly impatient over your returns over a month, year, whatever. And whenever I talk to people about punting, I always say, you know, 6 months to a year minimum before you start to see any real improvement in what you do as a person and how you go about it. And what does that take? It takes patience. You've got to put everything in place, but it's the patience to let it take shape and do it. And the summer school video I've done today, I've talked, you know, that 100 days proved too difficult for some people. They just couldn't do it, but that was the whole thing. Can you do the same thing for 100 days? And stop doing things that aren't important. Stop the social media and all this. It's the time we waste. You know, one of the books in that video, I referenced a book in the video today about... And I don't mind referencing it. It's a good book. I talked to somebody about it the other day. That's what got me thinking about it again. There's a book called One Thing. And it's just a really good book. It talks about focusing on one thing and talks about how we try and think that we can do loads of things and multitask, and you actually can't. And it's just really thing. And I really do, you know, I've said it before, write down all the things that are unimportant and just bin them, because then you've got more time for other stuff. And I think you've got to start to, when you write those things down, determine what is it that makes you impatient. What is it that you're desperate to know or desperate to do that another 5 minutes is going to make a difference, or 10? Because I think we all try and do too much at the same time, and I do that definitely at times, particularly if I'm like, I might start to run the FTS process, and then I'll see an email pop up, and I'll try and get the email up, and my thought process changes to the email from the FTS process. And then it takes me a few minutes to get back into where I was going. This fact that thinking that you can do both, it's impossible. So I started getting into a habit, shut my email down, just turn it down, and nothing can pop up. I can finish the ultimate process. I can open my email and deal with that. Once you find the things that either distract you or make you impatient, you can start to list them. And then I'm not saying it'll be easy, but you can start to take a break from them. And things like the football, watching the results, you need to find a little trigger that when you get that temptation, you go and do something. So one of the things I spoke about on here many moons ago is breathing. We've all got smartphones now. And if you haven't, you can get one online, get a breathing app. And if you think, oh, I've got to check the football results, rather than doing that, go and sit on your bed for 5 minutes and just do some breathing exercises. It will just completely de-stress you, get you completely relaxed, get your head clear, and get you focused on something that you can do that doesn't involve watching scores and putting yourself under this constant stress all the time. But yeah, that's sort of just a combination of thoughts led me to, when people say, I just think patience is, I think it's missing in all walks of life, as I say, pineapples and whatever. But in this game, you have just got to be really patient. You've got to set your stall out and be, you know, really patient. I posted something, you know, my 1.5 system from last year, 220 odd points, add a 50 point downswing. You've got to be patient through that time. You've just got to sit and keep doing the same thing, as painful it is, and be patient. But if I was checking every result for that period, you'd drive yourself nuts. I was thinking about, I thought, God almighty, however many games were in there, 200-300 games, checking those to see if there'd been goals all the time. I'd be an Arsenal fan jumping off a bridge. So yeah, patience was the answer to that question. I can't find the email. I had to look for that while I was talking to you, and I can't remember who it was. But I'm going to answer these questions publicly. I did email them back and say patience, and I might have deleted the email, but that would be where I was at. But feel free to send your questions in. I will get through whatever ones I can. Summer school's up. Ultimate tomorrow, 49ers winning the Super Bowl, Spurs making a great comeback against Chelsea. Can't they? Two goals is nothing, is it, coming to the fortress? We've got Gerrard Ball tonight. We're Gerrard Ball versus Man United. I think United win that tonight. There you go. I think United win that. I'm not just saying it. I think that I said that Wolves, United would struggle against Wolves because of the way Wolves set up. I think Villa will try, particularly being a cup game where we got to get a result. Villa will be a bit more expansive, and United will exploit it there. I'm not saying they're going to cut thrash them. I think United will nick it through the way Villa play than United being brilliant themselves. So there you go. Villa fans, sorry. United fans, sorry. And I'm happy to hold my hands up if I'm wrong. Enjoy your... What is it? It's Monday, isn't it? Enjoy your Monday evening. I'll have details out to people who want to for the NFL. Will be really good. Andy's content is second to none on the prop bets. Absolutely brilliant. So, but you know, it starts this weekend, so you've got till Thursday to do that. There's midweek football, but not masses. And then the weekend's upon us. We've got all the leagues coming back, and we'll be onwards and upwards. So have a lovely Monday evening, Villa fans, United fans. Enjoy yourselves, and I'll be back with you all when will I be back? Tomorrow maybe. I might be back tomorrow. Depends how the ultimate process goes with all these postponements, but I might be back tomorrow. If not, then I will be back on Friday with Zed. I'll be back with Zed for the EPL preview, but I'll try and get one in before that.